ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 64 एंटाइटल्ड द डिलीवरेंस ऑफ किंग मृगा टेक्स्ट 13 14 15 एंड 16 टिल द पर्पोर्ट। पयस्विनीस्तरुणी शीलरूप गुणोपपन्नाः कपिला हेमशृंगी गुणोपपन्ना कपिला हेमशृंगी न्यायार्जिता रूप्य खुरा सवत्सा दुकूलमालाभरणाददावहम् पयस्विनीस्तरुणी शीलरूप गुणोपपन्ना कपिला हेमशृंगी न्यायार्जिता रूप्य खुरा सवत्सा दुकूलमालाभरणा ददावहम् तरुणी शीलरूप गुणोपपन्ना कपिला हेमशृंगी न्यायार्जिता रूप्य खुरा सवत्सा दुकूलमालाभरणा ददावहम्। पयस्विनी तरुणी शीलरूप गुणोपपन्ना कपिला हेमशृंगी न्यायार्जिता रूप्य खुरा सवत्सा दुकूलमालाभरणा ददा। पयस्विनीस्तरुणी शीलरूप गुणोपपन्ना guno papanna kapila hema shingi nyayar jitaru pyakura savatsa rulamala bharana dadava payasvinihi having milk, tarunihi, young, shila, with good behavior, rupa, beauty, guna, and other qualities, upapannaha, endowed, kapilaha, brown, hema, gold, shringihi, with horns, nyaya, fairly, arjitaha, earned, rupya, silver, khuraha, with hooves, savatsaha, together with their calves, dukula, fine cloth, mala, with garlands, Abharanaha, adorned, dadau, gave, aham, I. Young, brown, milk-laden cows, who were well-behaved, beautiful, and endowed with good qualities, who were all acquired honestly, and who had gilded horns, silver-plated hooves, and decorations of fine ornamental cloth and garlands. Such were the cows along with their calves that I gave in charity. I first honored the Brahmanas who were recipients of my charity by decorating them with fine ornaments. Those most exalted Brahmanas whose families were in need were young and possessed of excellent character and qualities. They were dedicated to truth, famous for their austerity, vastly learned in the Vedic scriptures, and saintly in their behavior. I gave them cows, land, gold and houses, along with horses, elephants and marriageable girls with maidservants, as well as sesame, silver, fine beds, clothing, jewels, furniture, and chariots. In addition, I performed Vedic sacrifices and executed various pious welfare activities. Once, a cow belonging to a certain first-class Brahmana wandered away and entered my herd. Unaware of this, I gave that cow in charity to a different Brahmana. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that the term Dvija Mukhya, first class Brahmana, here indicates a Brahmana who has stopped accepting charity and would thus refuse to accept even 100,000 cows in exchange for the cow that had been improperly given away. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Many years ago, when I first time heard this particular story of Maharaj Nruga and his glorious charitable, unparalleled charitable activities, and the kind of reaction he had to suffer for so many years, such an kind of nonsense, very abominable kind of condition that he was living for several years. He was the son of Ikshvaku. Vivasvan, Manave Praha, Manor Ikshvaku Vebravit. So many millions of years ago. From there till 5,000 years ago. And then the kind of brahmanas and kind of fighting that went on for apparently a very small reason. Several questions came to my mind. One of them was, what kind of brahmanas are these? I mean, poor fellow, the king is giving such wonderful charities. One of them just went away. Millions of cows. Actually, if there are millions of cows, very difficult to draw a line and put a rope and, nobody. Cows run anywhere. In Goshala we see sometimes. One runs into some other place and he has kept something for giving. Actually, this giving is what? Just like one time I was traveling with one devotee, one person, and he went near Chowpatti and there was a man feeding all the pigeons grains. So they brought, he just stood there, and as soon as that person brought a big bowl of grain and he paid him 10 rupees and just touched it, touched the grain, and he drew away. And this fellow went and right in front of that person threw it in the amidst the pigeons. So the charity was done just by giving that money and touching it. Just in principle, I have given it. So this is all. The cows were there. You just touch it and say, this is all yours. These millions are yours. These millions are yours. And in between, just one cow, one of the millions, happened to just enter the other group. And that brahmana was, and that was given to someone else. And that brahmana is saying, I want that particular, how you gave it to me, how you gave it to him. How can you re-give a charitable thing to someone else? And that person is, Maharaj Nruga is saying, please understand, I'm trying to do this. Be pacified. I'll give you 1 lakh cows of this type, Payaswini, Taruni, this type of cows, I'll give you 1 lakh instead of one. Nothing doing. I want that cow.
So the other fellow, he said, I'll give you. Then nine, I want that cow. Both started fighting and both left dissatisfied. Maharaj Nraga was extremely upset, feeling terrible. So today, in today's day and age, when you hear this, kya akadu brahman log hai, fanatics. But it is actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is meant, it's not a chronological narration. It takes the essential principles and through narrations of various ages, various places, various planets, various universes, various levels of existence, historical and sometimes narrations, and extracts the essential principles. And through the purports, we understand how to apply them in our day and age. So the point is here, it is not a question of how many cows. It's not a question of how much you have decorated. Are you doing it according to the scriptures? Tasmat shastram pramanam te karya akarya vyavasthito. I'm not interested in accepting charity. I'm not interested in taking this or that. I'm interested, are you doing the things according to the scriptures? Yam shastra vidhim utsrujya vartate kamakarataha nasa siddhim avapnoti na sukham na paramgatim. One who disregards shastric injunctions, vartate kamakarataha, and acts whimsically, nasa siddhim avapnoti, never achieves perfection of what he has set about to achieve. Na sukham, never will he achieve happiness. What to speak of the ultimate goal of life. Tasmat shastram pramanam te karja akarya vyavasthitau. Gyatva shastra vidhanoktum karma kartum ihar asi. So the whole idea is dharma, 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 dharma. Follow your dharma. In the Mahabharata, practically at the end of the Mahabharata, in the Swargarohana Parva, practically at the concluding shlokas, Vyasadeva writes a shloka which is very interesting. Urdhva bahuhu viraumyesha nacha kaschit shrunoti me dharmat arthascha kamascha sa kimartham na sevyate. मैं दोनों हाथ ऊपर उठा उठा कर पुकार कर कह रहा हूं पर मेरी बात कोई नहीं सुनता. धर्म से मोक्ष तो सिद्ध होता ही है, अर्थ और काम भी सिद्ध होते हैं, तो भी लोग उसका सेवन क्यों नहीं करते. बेसिकली महाभारत टॉक्स अबाउट हाउ टू लिव एंड भागवत टॉक्स अबाउट व्हाट शुड बी द इंटरनल कॉन्शियसनेस. All the Vedas in the beginning of creation was put by the demigods on one side and put Mahabharata on the other side. Mahabharata became heavier. Sri Sudja, Sri Shudra Dvijabandhu Nam Traina Shruti Gochara. Therefore, you just understand, throughout the Mahabharata there are so many apparently very small things. What is the right thing to do? It's not what you like. It's not what is favorable or what it is convenient. What is the right thing to do? When Vyasadeva wrote this scripture, even then, nobody was hearing him. He's shouting with raised hands, please, please. If you want, the ultimate purushartha is, why dharma? Artha, kama and moksha. Urdhva bahu, virau, virau means crying loudly, shouting at the top of my voice, growing hoarse. Nachakaschit shrunoti me. Who was not hearing? Who should hear? The people who matter, they should hear. Duryodhan never heard. Vyasadeva came again and again, told Duryodhan, please, give them a little piece of land. That is the right thing to do. But he is stubbornness. It is going to spell disaster, not only for you, for your whole family, but for the whole planet, for a long time to come. You will be the cause of that suffering. And the Pandavas, in fact, Vyasadeva, right at the outset of Mahabharata, says, I, in this whole scripture, am speaking about two trees. That's all. Duryodhano manyumayo mahadrumaha. Manyu means anger. A tree which is anger personified. Anger born out of jealousy, born out of lust, born out of dissatisfaction, born out of frustration, of not fulfilling the sensual desires. Manyumayo mahadrumaha. Such a big tree. Skandhaha karna. The prime minister who chooses all the other ministers. He takes his own people and puts them. So skandha. Skandha means the stem. Karna. Shakuni stasya shakha. Shakuni was the branch. Dushasane. Dushasano pushpa phale samruddhi. Bearing the ultimate flower and fruits of Dushasana-like people. Moolam Raja Dhritarashtra Amanishi. The person who nourished them, supported them, facilitated all their nonsense was Dhritarashtra, who had the power, who could have stopped, but he didn't do it. Moolam Raja Dhritarashtra Amanishi. And on the other hand, which fool can say that Karna is a hero? Right here, the villain is described right at the outset of Mahabharata. Foolish people, without reading the original author, glorify the villains in the name of dharma. This is Kali Yuga. When adharma, in the mode of ignorance, adharma is misunderstood to be dharma, and dharma is misunderstood to be cowardice or foolishness. Yudhishthiro dharmamayo mahadrumaha. This is another personification of dharma. That is a tree. Skandhorjuno bhimasenosya shakha. Madri sutau pushpa phale samruddhe. Moolam krishno brahmacha brahmanascha. Who was the one which nourished them, which protected them, which safeguarded them? Moolam krishno, the establisher, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Brahmacha, the scriptures which emphasize what is dharma, and Brahmanascha, the propagators of that dharma. They were all on the side of the Pandavas. And therefore, even though they apparently suffered so much in their life, they achieved true happiness, true satisfaction, and the ultimate goal. Najatu kama na bhayan na lobhat dharmam tejet jivitasyapi hetoho nityo dharmaha sukhadukhe anitye jivo nityo heturasya tvanityaha. Kamana se, bhay se, lob se, athwa pran bachane ke liye bhi dharm ka tyag na karein. Dharm nitya hai aur sukh dukh anitya. Isi prakar jiv nitya hai aur uske bandhan ka hetu anitya. For any reason, do not give up. Najatu kaman. Out of lusty desire sometimes, a person gives up. Nabhayad. Out of fear of rejection, fear of ridicule, fear of life, sometimes dharma is given up. Nalobhad. Or for greed, somebody gives up dharma. त्यजेत जीवितस्यापि हेतु और जस्ट टू प्रोटेक्ट वन्स लाइफ वन गिव्स अप धर्म. ही सेज नो डोंट गिव अप. नित्यो धर्म सुख दुखे अनित्य तां स्थिति कृष्ण सुबारद टॉलरेट दिस. जीवो नित्य हेतुरस्य अनित्य. दिस बॉडी विल कम एंड गो. जस्ट टॉलरेट. लर्न टू टॉलरेट. तां स्थिति कृष्ण सुबारद. But in Kali Yuga there is intolerance. And there is so much of distraction. So people are asked to follow their dharma. And generally the path of dharma is very troublesome. It's very troublesome. Taking care of old, invalid elders at home. Uncooperative, ununderstanding kind of partner, unsupportive or whatever, difficult kind of children. Who wants? How nice to just give this all up. In fact, those who sincerely try to do this, because of a sense of responsibility, many a times people discourage them. Why should you do this? The whole world doesn't do it. And sometimes even they become discouraged when they see that people are living a life of indulgence, enjoyment, happy. And then they also start feeling. And specifically those who try to take up their responsibilities, others put their responsibility also on them and say, anyway, you are doing it, you do this also. And that is further disturbing to those who are really responsible. And many a times, if not properly enlightened or supported or encouraged through a clear understanding and proper association, they may get discouraged. Sometimes, unfortunately, they fall prey to these kind of temptations of a free life, apparently happy life. In the next verse, Harshasthana Sahasrani, Bhayasthana Shatani Cha, दिवसे दिवसे मूढ़म आविशंति न पंडित. अज्ञानी पुरुष को प्रतिदिन हर्ष के हजारों और भय के सैकड़ों अवसर प्राप्त होते रहते हैं, किंतु विद्वान पुरुष के मन पर उनका कोई प्रभाव नहीं पड़ता. हर्ष स्थान सहस्राणी. डे टू डे दीज पीपल हु डोंट फॉलो धर्म दे आर हैविंग ए गला टाइम. हर्ष स्थान सहस्राणी. And simultaneously, bhayasthana shatanicha. They become so miserable so quickly for such petty reasons. They become happy also for very petty reasons. And they become disturbed also, extremely disturbed to the point of committing suicide for petty reasons. One student committed suicide just because he got 2 marks less than the first position. Fourth year civil engineer from Aurangabad. When a speck and a little piece of coin comes close to the eyes, it can cover the noonday sun. Similarly, when the body and its enjoyment becomes the whole focus, the utility of human life, which is valuable, adhruvam arthadam, like the noonday sun, becomes covered, and people foolishly, their happiness and their suffering is like a cup deep. It's like a cup of water. If you take a cup of water, shake it and the whole till the bottom, everything is shaken up. Whereas a person who is fixed in the path of dharma, for him this apparent happiness and distress are very, very insignificant. He gives them its due place. Insignificant. Because he understands, jivo nityah, tasya heto api anityah. It's going to happen. Do not get overwhelmed by this. So until this kind of an understanding is there, when you read all this, it seems, che, pagal log te yaar purane tumhare. Kaisa pandav hai? Ek vachan de diya uske liye, paancho ko, paancho ne ek se shaadi kiya. Ek vachan de diya, isliye 14 saal banwa. Pagal hai. In fact, Yudhishthira Maharaj tells Krishna once in Srimad Bhagavatamrita, he says, my Lord, please, why you are putting distress in our life? Actually, we have no problem. We have no problem bearing all this distress. But if people see that if you become a devotee, this is your misery going to be, nobody will become your devotees. Only because of this, I did the Rajasuya Yajna. So that people may know, if you do bhakti to Krishna, you will have opulence, you will have name, fame, prestige, and also Krishna is glorified. But within a few days, everything went haywire. So, when we see the lives of the devotees who have, may not be advanced, but who have come in the path of, you know, as sadhakas, vaidhi bhakti, to the extent they actually understand their life is founded on the universal truths of the soul, asatoma satgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityorma amritangamaya. The focus is very clear. Such people, even at the beginning, do not become so disturbed or overwhelmed. Ashochan anvashochastvam pragyavadam shabhashase katasun agatasunstha na anushochanti pandita. Add the pandita. Divase divase moodha avishanti na pandita. Intelligent people who understand the truth, dhiraha na muhyati, they don't get bewildered. But here we find Maharaj Nriga, even though he was performing all these activities of the scriptures very, very diligently, unfortunately, he was doing it for the sake of acquiring pious activity and not for the sake of pleasing Krishna. Pleasing Krishna was a secondary or tertiary benefit or part of his pious activity. This is called Karma Kanda. What is the difference between Karma Kanda and Vaidhi Bhakti? In the Chaitanya Shikshamrit by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he beautifully explains what is the qualification of a person who performs Karma Kanda. Those who have material desires in the heart and have faith in the scriptures and look to fulfillment of those desires through the scriptures, through dharma, they are called as karmakandis. And who is a vaidhi bhakta? Apparently, externally, their activities may look the same. They are also doing the same thing in the same world that they live in. But there is faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there is a high degree of detachment from material life. They have desires. They have desires. But they realize the futility of fulfilling material desires by understanding the nature of this world. Coming back to the previous question, when people discourage, when people are living, you know, in a very indulging themselves in all kinds of things, free life, apparently free life, and somebody is tied up with so many kind of responsibilities because it is dharma. So such people, how do they actually find encouragement? They must realize, when this kind of act, responsible life is executed, even though externally it is very, very troublesome, internally it is very satisfying. While a life of sensual indulgence, freedom, so-called freedom of irresponsibility, externally is very, very enjoyable. Apparently it seems like that. But internally it is so hollow. Internally it is so shaky. Internally it is so temporary. It is not at all satisfying. And not only that, people who live a life of responsibility executing their dharma, they develop deep realization of the nature of this world. Deep realization of the nature of relationships in this world. It is a matlab ki dunya hai. Nobody wants responsibility. Everyone wants to put it on someone else. And therefore, they develop a very healthy detachment from the world while simultaneously being attached to their responsibilities. Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachan. This is the natural consequence. Because their artha and kama is dependent on dharma, it naturally leads to a desire for moksha. But when artha and kama are acquired without foundation of dharma, million life after life you want to remain here because your desires can never be fulfilled properly through these kind of activities. But what is common in Karma Kanda and Vaidhi Bhakti? Both have to maintain their body by performing their swadharma, take care of their body, their mind, and the society that they live in. Their responsibility, their family, their whatever relations, etc. But both are living a responsible life. In the Vedic culture, it was a life of responsibility. Prabhupada writes in one prayer, a life of irresponsibility was unknown to the Vedic follower. Sometimes people start wondering, mera pura jeevan to aise mein chala gaya yaar. कुछ नहीं किया मैंने, क्या किया, इसकी सेवा उसकी सेवा सब करते करते मेरा जीवन चला गया और न वो खुश न मैं खुश. But the satisfaction that we have done the right thing gives so much solace, so much satisfaction, so much internal unshakable happiness that cannot be perceived by others. That cannot be perceived by others, except those who are really intelligent. They can see, wow, this person is untouched, this person is unmoved, is blissful and happy, even though he's apparently, you know, suffering. So, both in Karma Kanda and Vaidhi Bhakti, maintaining the body according to Swadharma and the social activities look the same. But the difference is, in a Karma Kandi, there are certain activities that is contrary to that of the life of a Vaidhi Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakta. What is that? fulfilling sense desires by worshipping various demigods. Even if they are there, they become secondary to surrender to Krishna. When the Pandavas were going to the forest, thousands of Brahmanas came with them. They said, better to live with you, Yudhishthir, such a personality like you, rather than living in the kingdom of this rascal Duryodhan. We don't feel safe. He can go to any extent. Even the wife of the empress was disrobed in the assembly. Can you imagine? At least that stooping down in religion has not happened even in Kali Yuga so far. That in the assembly, in the parliament, the wife of the prime minister or the president was disrobed. If this has happened to that woman, in such a place, what will happen to the ordinary woman? What will these people not do? We don't want to live with them. We want to live with you. Even if you can't provide for us, we will eat the berries and fruits and somehow we'll survive. But we will live with you. We feel protected. We feel very nice. We feel encouraged. But Yudhishthir Maharaj was in tremendous anxiety how to feed them. Because he felt it was his responsibility. As a Kshatriya, as a king, I have to take care of all these 60,000 Brahmanas. So he asked Dhaumya. And Dhaumya told him, worship the sun god. And he gave him 100 names of the sun god. And he said, worship him. And that will give you an Akshay Patra, which you can feed everyone. But if you read the glory of the sun, most of the names are referring to the Supreme Lord. Which means, even though apparently sometimes the Pandavas took shelter for some material reasons to some of these demigods, core of their heart, their devotion to the Supreme, their understanding that even the sun, yachakshuresh savita sakalagrahana, yasyagyaya brahmatisam bhrutakala chakra, it's ultimately coming from Krishna, that they never lost. So gradually and naturally, their dependence on the Lord increases more and more and more, and dependence on all other shelters. Mam ekam, mam eva ye prapadyante. Because they understand, ultimately all these shelters cannot give us the ultimate shelter from the cycle of birth and death. It's only Krishna. In Karmakanda, you have to give material respect. Respect to so many things, so many people, so many things. So many activities. But it is more material. Some types of violence to animals during the Shraddha ceremony in our particular culture, in our particular society, we offer animals and feed them to the Pitris. So one who is more inclined to Karmakandi, he will move towards that. Respect to persons based on birth. Whatever it is, this is Brahmana. Whatever it is very pious activity. It shouldn't be given up. Sometimes people find it very difficult. I have been worshipping Lord Ganesh for generations. And now I am told that Krishna worship is the highest. How do I handle it? Unfortunately, many of our devotees very immaturely guide, and because of that, not only those people are put off, but the outside society also becomes very critical. These people are very fanatic. But if to the extent the flow is from Karmakanda to Bhakti in a very natural and organic sequence, it will be very, very healthy and very steady. Otherwise, externally they may give up, but internally they are not happy if it is prematurely done. So there it requires a lot of understanding. Whereas for a Vaidhi Bhakta, service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead alone is the emphasis. Everything else becomes secondary. Attraction exclusively for spiritual objects, spiritual places, spiritual activities. Service to Vaishnavas and Brahmanas based on quality than caste. Compassion and non-violence to all creatures. This is the subtle difference that the movement takes place between a Karmakanda towards Vaidhi Bhakta. What is the relation between the Varnashram responsibilities and duties and the Vaidhi Bhakta? What is the purpose of Varnashram duties? First of all, you have to maintain your body. Two, you have to develop your mind. Three, you have to do good work for society. Four, learn spiritual topics. Body, the mind, the spirit, soul, and the society. They have to be kept fit. The sadhan has to be kept fit. Janma sarthaka kari karo paropakar. All with the goal of developing pure bhakti. So, in the Vaidhi Bhakta does all of these, but with the goal of developing pure bhakti. Without these rules, people will be degraded. Those who are not following Varnashram and suddenly understand bhakti and they come, we find that there is a strong chance of their slipping away because throughout they have lived a life of indulgence and irresponsibility. So that tendency is so strong, those who are not coming from the kind of a deep Varnashram background, one danger is chance of slipping away is more large because of that conditioning of the past. And secondly, very difficult to be steady. Unless they're really fixed up, unless they're really advanced, very difficult to maintain steadiness in their position for a long time, for a whole life. So, one must follow the Varnashram because Varnashram is supportive. One must follow the Varnashram in bhakti, but it is not the goal. Now, bhakti becomes primary and Varnashram becomes an assistant to bhakti. As long as it is assisting, we will follow that. If it is not assisting, we will reject. And those which are unfavorable, contrary to Vaidhi Bhakti, that we reject. And what are the remaining ones? They become assistant to bhakti. So they don't reject. They don't prematurely, quickly reject. But they gradually move in a very healthy fashion. Varnashram duties are very time consuming. But when we come to bhakti and increase the five important items of bhakti, you know, the five most important catalysts of bhakti, association with devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, residing in a holy place, chanting the holy name, worshipping the deity. When this becomes prominent, it occupies so much space in their life that there is no time for other ritualistic duties. When this healthily replaces, when bhakti replaces the karmakanda responsibilities, then it is a very steady progress. Many a times people jump to bhakti because very easily we can justify giving up karmakanda responsibilities. So people come out of, kaun karega ye sab? Bhakti mein ye sab nahi hai. Sarvadharman parityajya. Very nice. Sounds so good. So the reason for grabbing bhakti is to find a good justifiable excuse for giving up their other responsibilities. And therefore, they have come with a not a very ideal kind of a reason. And therefore, those kind of people find it very difficult to take responsibilities even in bhakti or to be detached from things that are not favorable. So some, just like one of the brahmacharis, when he joined, so His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj asked him, so why are you wanting to join the brahmachari? Maharaj, outside world is miserable. So Maharaj said, even here my world will become miserable. Very soon it will become miserable. Then what will you do? So if it is, the lowest platform is because outside world is too miserable. Or gaining a very comfortable position. Unless it is born of duty. Oh, this is a higher duty. And therefore, smooth transfer. And gradually love comes. In Shraddha, we follow Guru's instructions. Gradually Nishtha comes when Anarthas go away. That is also sadhana. But then when Asakti and Ruchi comes, and Bhava comes, then love for God is spontaneous and natural. But that comes at a very, very late stage. Those who haven't come from a Vaishnava or Varnashram background, as I said, the chances of slipping is more and lack of steadiness. What about karma and jnana then? Karma and jnana, jnana karmadi anavratam. But karma and jnana, in the very, very beginning stage, it is very helpful in the preparatory stage of bhakti. But as bhakti advances, then the karma kandi stuff or mere jnana and vairagya, they should automatically go away. Essentially, keeping the essential principle of smartavya satatam vishnur vismartavyo na jatuchit as a goal, a devotee may follow some rules strictly for some time and then give it up later. Even in bhakti, some rules we may follow for some time, very strictly adherent. And after some time, if it is unfavorable to remembering the Lord, then even that may be given up. So that is the karmakanda section gradually moving. Jnana and vairagya, shushka vairagya. If it is, to some extent vairagya is necessary, jnana is necessary. But at one time when it becomes an obstacle, then that is niyamagraha. Merely for the sake of accepting or rejecting, thinking it not suitable. Both are, it's like climbing a staircase. To get on to the next stair, you have to take off your leg from the previous one. If you are stuck at one level and you want to go up, you can't go up. You have to keep it on the next step. First, stabilize yourself. Then remove the step from the previous step. Not that both are in the air. Not very healthy thing. Or both are in the same place. You have to go to the next one. You have to go to the next one. So even Adho Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajanakriya, Anarthi Nivirti, Nishtha Ruchi. So sometimes we may take a one rule very strictly, and some of it we may find that right now the same thing is probably obstructing my further progress, and therefore you may drop it. That requires proper guidance and understanding of scriptures and sincerity of heart. So I think we'll stop here. These are some thoughts. This is how I'm able to understand or accommodate all these kinds of apparently contradictory kind of activities or something very, very low class activity. Kya aisa brahman hai? The amazing thing is there are different levels of bhakti. Amoral atheist, then moral atheist, then moral pseudo theist, then moral theist, and sadhana bhakta and bhav bhakta. The amazing thing is everyone stuck at their level find the fault with the lower level and the upper level also. The karmakandis find faults with the vaidhi bhaktas. Aap log strictly follow nahi karte kuch niyamon ko. Some of the Karmakandi people I know, very strict with certain rules and regulations. They are critical. Aap charanamrit ko aisa niche gira dete ho, charanamrit. They keep 10 coats, layers inside. They take charanamrit because they have heard. If charanamrit drops on the ground, you will go to hell for so many years. So therefore, out of great fear, they put 3 layers of clothing and lick it so that nothing falls off. And when they see our devotee is drinking in bottles and sometimes alone, chi, karmakandi log, ye log, bhakti bhakti karke charanamrit gira diya, narak mein jayega tu. That was the fear of, I will go to hell, please stop me from going to hell, he was telling the brahmanas. He was more a karmakandi. For him, service to Krishna was also a assistant or secondary principle of his pious activity, which was the main focus. So this movement, this movement from this level to the higher level, bahunam janmanamante, it may take millions of lifetimes. Then we are able to appreciate Mahaprabhu's intervention. But the problem with this intervention, when something extremely valuable is given very cheaply, without proper understanding of appreciation of what we have, there is a tendency we may take it lightly. And we may lose it. But we try to understand what Maharaj Nriga had to undergo till he came to the level of appreciating Krishna. Appreciating Krishna's darshan. How many years he had to take? Lifetimes. Of course, some little Agyata Sukriti was also there. But we are so fortunate that one day on the street, loitering and falling in the gutter, and next day in Raslila, Jagai Madai, they were on the street, and next day they were bumping and bouncing off with Srivas Thakur and Advaita Acharya and Nityananda in the Kirtan at Srivas Thakur's house. The next day, after deliverance, which is non-different from Rasalila, Rasasthali, which is the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which even Shiva can't enter, which Narada can't enter, Lakshmiji cannot enter yet, and Jagai Madai were entered. Aaj rodpati, kal karodpati. But because suddenly somebody is elevated to another place, prematurely going there, at least now, somehow we have got, now we have to build a nice foundation. When a jewel is put on a gold plating, the gold is glorified and the jewel is glorified. So we have got the jewel, now we have to put a proper support to it, so that it is actually glorified and sustained in the long run, for a whole lifetime at least. हरे कृष्णा श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरे थैंक यू वेरी मच